delighted to see. I think it could have done, it could have been so much more. And this is in the GST on fresh fruit and vegetables that the government announced over the weekend. It's actually, it isn't government policy. It is Labour. It is a Labour Party policy, and that's a distinction. This is what I heard the Prime Minister say. But I just wonder if it's not enough. I would have liked to have seen it on all food. But however, I've got someone who can actually give us what he believes, perhaps, well, just I would talk about the GST, the announcement on GST on fresh fruit and vegetables over the weekend, David Latelli. Kia ora, David. Nice to have you with us this evening on Radio Wātea.
Kia ora. Thanks for having me.
Well, yes. I mean, David, do you think it's gone far enough, or could have gone further?
Oh, I think it could have gone further. Look, in terms of helping poor people, the people that we serve in our communities, it doesn't do anything for them. You know, and if we're trying to help poor people, why don't, what's it cost? $2.2 billion. Why not give that to poor people? You know, if you're going to look at taking GST off, it would have been great to see it off the staples. You know,
yes.
Milk, bread. Meat,
you know, meat,
these
yep,
things are
yep.
expensive. You know, the problem's not that poor people aren't eating fruit and veg. The problem is that they're poor.
That's right.
So
that's
let's address that.
Yeah.
Yeah. So it was good. It was good to see, but I wasn't really jumping for joy or really too over the moon about it, because it doesn't help the people that we see.
Well, you're right, because as soon as I saw that, and I thought, well, where's the bloody meat? Where's where's the dairy products? Where's the milk? Where's the bread? I mean, forget cheese, because goodness knows who can afford the cheese these days.
Yeah.
But certainly the meat. And I thought, come on. And don't give me this business, David, it's too difficult to work out. Australia, good God, if Australia can do it, surely we can do it.
If the Aussies can do it, I'm sure we can. It's just fresh, if it's fresh meat, it's fresh fruit and veg, that's what the GST comes off. You know, I worked in supermarkets in Australia, it was really simple. It's a really simple exercise. So, disappointed by it, but, what can we do? what we can do is make sure we vote.
Well, that's the other thing too. That is right. So can I ask you then, because of the GST issue, and as you say, the problem is that the people are poor. And so, if people are poor, then I'm sure any little helps. But, when you've got your families, and because that's the only area, really, because once you pay your power, once you pay your rent, once you pay, the things that you have to pay, then the only area where you can possibly make some savings is in the area of food. And so when it's GST on fresh fruit and vegetables, and not on what the majority put on their plates, which is meat, bread, milk, eggs, all of that, it just makes a little bit of
Look, I'm a left voter, right? I'm Te Pāti Māori. We need our, for me, it's Te Pāti Māori, Labour, Greens, right?
Yeah.
And what I'm looking for from Labor is a reason to make people go out and vote for them. And a reason would have been, hey, let's take it off meat, let's take it off milk, all things we produce here. That would have motivated people to say, that's a great policy. I'm gonna get up and vote.
Well, I'll tell you something, Dave. I've been looking pretty much lately at the Greens with some of their policies. They're not apologizing for the breadth of some of the things that they're talking about. So and they wanted the GST removed on food, and so did Pāti Māori. Pāti Māori certainly wanted the GST removed on food per se, right across the board. Because it will help. I mean, I've seen in the last couple of days, I've seen economists of all shades saying, it's the savings are not going to be much, and it's not worth the exercise and things like that. Well, from their lofty height, they can maybe make talk about that. But when you're poor, I mean, an extra $20 a month might be just what you do need to help you.
If you're taking off things like meat, that's huge.
Yeah,
that's a huge saving, and it's something that our people, it's just, it makes no sense to me. Even if you're thinking, okay, let's just, give the money and invest it into, you know, a community that are helping people, give hands up, invest it into social supermarkets like we run in Tokoroa that are giving people, addressing their immediate need plus giving them a hand up with work. You know, there's infrastructure there already with WINS, with the green card, where they could have given them, you know, invested there so people can have extra food grants, right, for when they need it. It made no sense for me. So anyway, to Pāti Māori, that's the way you got to go.
Exactly. Now, can I just ask you, in terms of the food, you know, I mean, obviously with the kai and everything that you give out to the people there that you're looking after, and have you seen an increase in numbers over the winter, Dave?
We can't keep up. We don't have enough money to keep up. You know, it's massive, the stress and the strain. We've got to have to put on, you know, another extra worker to keep up with our social supermarket in Tokoroa. We're seeing massive increases there. We're seeing, you know, small to medium business owners asking for help. You know, so many of our people are just being totally let down by the system. The system's overwhelmed. So, you know, I went to visit a family a couple of weeks ago in emergency housing where the 14-year-old fell through the floor because it was so rotten. There was five of them staying in a place where I wouldn't have my dog stay. And this lodge is being paid $2,500 a week, yeah. You know, and it's, and you go in there and you see, so everything we do is about our children breaking these cycles. You go into this lodge and the kids are looking at you with a hopelessness in their eyes, lost, haven't been at school since March. Mm-hmm. And in my head, I'm just, this cycle is just going round and round and round. You know, and it's like, you know, how do we break that, you know? And taking GST just off fruit and veg is not going to break it.
No, it's not. And it's going to make it really needs to look at all of those agents, government agencies, and this is health, this is education, this is housing. I mean, because one department alone can't do it. So it's a whole of government approach. Yeah. I'd like to think that the government is committed, because if the government isn't committed to making inroads into, you know, removing poverty and eradicating poverty, if it's not committed to doing even more, we are just setting ourselves up in the next 5 to 10 years to have some a significant more problems than we've got right now.
The problem is that it's all parties, like these two major parties, right? All of them, everyone needs to sit down and agree. This is any of these social issues we're going through. This is long term. It's more than 3 years. We have to sit down and agree. Okay, this is what we're gonna work on. This doesn't matter who's in. We're going to agree to this to work on it long term. Until that happens, you know, but that's not popular and that's not fashionable. You know, not going to come and say, look, we're going to try and bring these policies and work on it, and so we can help change life for the grandkids. That's because that's what we need to look at. This is, you know, when you have, you know, if you look at gangs, when you got 9-year-olds being patched, you know, and that's all they've ever known, you know, it's so hard to break that. And it's long term.
Yeah, and that's right. And I mean, if there's no intervention early and early enough, then we've lost another generation of those young people who will go on to have their own children, and the cycle continues. And that is really, really sad. It's sad for them because they won't realize their potential. It's sad for the nation because we don't have the benefit of them and their skills and all of that. So, you know, it really does seem to me that if I can say, Dave, I think we're becoming an undeveloping nation. You know, we used to have different things and we seem to be undeveloping in so many areas now. I've just been talking to Dr. Huhana Hickey, and in 2021, the gap for the disabled in employment was 36.4%. In 2023, it's risen to 42.3%.
Wow.
You know, and that is concerning, and that's for disabled people. And so if you look at, and when I was in Washington, I heard expressions, and this is going back many years, I heard expressions like the working poor and the near poor. Well, you see those in government policy documents these days. And so we are classifying sections of our communities as being either the near poor or the working poor. Now, when the hell did we ever settle for that sort of nonsense?
Yeah, you think we live in such a beautiful place, but there's so much of this going on, and a lot of people just don't know. You know, bubbles existed before COVID, where people at the top really don't know what's going on for people down at the bottom. I'm really concerned about the policies that ACT are coming out, where, you know, if we think things are bad now, if they get in, we're in big trouble. You know, taking away, you know, the first year free education, taking that away, who's gonna miss out there? It's, again, poor people. You know, locking everyone up. No, who cares about cultural reports? Who cares about, you know, rehab? You know, again, it's us, our people, that are going to continue to be pushed down.
Yeah, well, I tell you something. I mean, because I've been talking here in Rotorua, Dave, with some people, and of course, they're extremely concerned about what might happen should National and ACT form some sort of a coalition government, should they, you know, after October. And, well, there were some people who were saying there'll be an uprising. And I said, well, you know, goodness knows what that would look like. I'd hate to think of it, though. But they said it wouldn't just be a march on Parliament. I thought, oh, my goodness, that's them's fighting words.
We've got to uprise now. You know, we have to actually uprise now. No point doing it after the election. You know, if you're not going to vote, don't complain. You know, now's the time. If you know, think about all of our people and all people that are in deprived areas, poor people. If we actually got up and mobilized and voted, we have a massive amounts of power this you know, election year. We've just got to exercise it.
Are you seeing many of the, well, because I think, I don't think National and Labor have launched their campaigns yet. I think the only ones who have launched are the Greens and ACT. So I think that National and Labor haven't launched their campaigns yet. But are you seeing any activity in your area in terms of members of Parliament or getting around and coming around and wanting to talk and just talk to the common folk at all? I'm not necessarily saying you, Dave, but to others in your area. Are they visible, or is it just the hoardings going up?
Yeah, I haven't seen it. I talked to Willie Jackson and to Carmel and to, you know, I spoke to Debbie, you know, from Te Pāti Māori a couple of days ago. So we have, you know, friends across, you know, all part, you know, and I get along with Chris Luxon. Yeah, so we, you know, you've got to try and leverage everyone to get what you need for your community. But again, I'm just really concerned if ACT get in, you know, so very, very concerned.
Yeah. Oh, well, look, Dave, thank you so much for coming on. It was great talking to you. And I do agree that with the GST, it was a little, but it could have been so much more. And it could have been so much more helpful for the people who are really struggling. And if we don't do it for them now, and if we don't do it now, then when the hell are we ever going to do it? And so... Yeah, so it is time to think about October and the voting that because that's where it'll be noticed. If, you know, if people get out and vote, and that's where we can have that's where the power lies in getting out. So thank you so much.
You know, there's
Dave.
Not much equity in this world. No. There's not much equity in this world, but one thing that is equal is our vote. So thanks for having me on. I always appreciate it.